HBCUs are more than a band, more than a football team, more than Greek life, more than education. Historically black colleges and universities are a place to become, a legacy with a heritage of more than 180 years of producing some of the nation's top scholars, politicians, athletes, entertainers, and individuals. Xfinity understands and celebrates all this with a collection of TV shows, movies, documentaries, and music that captures the black college experience. Just say HBCU into your Xfinity voice remote. Learn about the sacrifices students made during the civil rights movement. Be inspired by the biographies on educators who went above and beyond. Kick back to the sounds of the band or the sounds of the yard with the HBCU playlist. Best of all, it's all included with your Xfinity service. From the yard to the end zone, the classroom to the frat house, Xfinity has the HBCU experience covered. Xfinity, it's the ultimate in black storytelling. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires Xfinity TV and on-demand. Separate charges apply to on-demand and certain streaming services.
Let's talk about something that we love. Hip-hop music. Shout out to Drake, Certified Lover Boy.
Hit the streets.
It's heavy in the streets right now. Shout out to Kanye West, Donda. Monumental epic situation that he put together, that whole the plan. So usually we talk about hip-hop at the tail end of the show, but we're going to tie this in with business and investing. So Ian, you know, you're speaking and you were saying that it kind of reminds you of Microsoft and Apple back in the day. People don't know that they actually had a lot of bad blood, and it was mainly, from my understanding, I read Steve Jobs's book. Steve Jobs felt that Bill Gates was kind of a biter, like he was biting, and he wasn't, you know, he didn't have the same brain as Steve Jobs had as far as being an innovator and putting things together. And he really had a lot of resentment for Microsoft. And it was a lot of bad blood. He wrote a letter, which actually just got published recently. But there's a lot of lessons as far as the marketing, especially on Apple's side. You got to realize Apple was the underdog in the whole situation. They wasn't always as big as they are now. But they have one of the, probably the next to Nike, I think you can make an argument, Apple and Nike, who has the best marketing and branding, and they're kind of neck and neck.
Yeah.
And this is something that we have seen with both these gentlemen, Kanye West and Drake. So how do we take lessons from the Kanye West Drake situation and apply it to Apple, Microsoft, stock market investing?
Yeah, the thing is with Steve and Bill, they have a tumultuous relationship, but people forget that Bill Gates saved Apple, and he owned 15% of Apple for a long period of time. One lesson in that, I mean, we can argue who was the better entrepreneur. I always say Gates is the better entrepreneur and Jobs is the better innovator. But when you have your competition on the ropes, I argue that Gates should have let Apple die, because you can save your competition and it can end up being the biggest pain. Like, you would think that Apple would be thankful that they got saved by Microsoft and Gates, but it only led to more turmoil. As far as Drake and Kanye, I think it's a classic example of when you choose to compete over collaborate, things always don't go well. And then when you have an artist that is not into the writing process or the actual creative process as much, you're going to have somebody pass you up.
Which one is not into the writing process?
Be very mindful that we have a lot of people who confuse.
Kudos to Kanye. I think everyone knows I'm from the Midwest. Like, I listened to Power 92 since I was a kid. I remember when nobody was rocking with Kanye and the Go-Getter. So, like, to see where he's grown into, but he's not as passionate about the writing process, you can tell, anymore. And I think once you, and that's why I always tell everyone, focus on your main thing. Because if not, you're going to have someone who wants your edge. I know for me, even when I did my performance at InvestFest, I knew there was going to be a kid to be like, hey, I want Ian's spot. I had to put on a show to keep my spot. Because there's some kid who's 22 right now who's going to get 3,000% return. He's going to be like, Troy, let me perform. So performance has to be tight and returns. I think Kanye let up on his main thing and focused so much. And I get it with Gap, Yeezy, the other brands that he's building. But when you then try to go back and compete, like how you did with 50 in 2007 against Drake, which is great marketing on both of their ends, it can put you in a bad position. I think the album could have been better. But from a stocks perspective, when you have a company like Nikola or any company that does not focus on one main thing very well, it leads to subpar results. So.
Yeah, we had this debate all weekend. Yeah, I feel like
the sound rush.
It's very comparable when you think about it. Because I felt like in the conversation we were having, it was just like, I feel like Kanye has a grip on culture, right? Mm-hmm. And on the music side, I think Drake has a grip on that, right? Because like at the drop of a dime, he shifts it, right? Like, yo, I'm going to perform in a stadium and not say a word. And then
incredible.
And then I'm going to do it the next week. And then I'm going to do it in Chicago. And I'm not going to say a word. And then I'm going to drop surprise gap releases of my merch, right? Mm-hmm. So like from that standpoint, he has his thumbprint on culture and he can move it. And on the music side, I feel like he's envious of that. Like he wants what Drake has as far as music, mm-hmm. because he once had it. He once was that guy. And it's kind of like, when you think about it, it's like Apple and Microsoft. Like, yeah, Apple's sexy, but Microsoft always gets the job done. Yeah, it always has.
It's dominant in the workspace.
Yeah, it dominates in that space. And so you could kind of compare it to like the culture. Like Kanye has that. There's no denying it, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's a reason why the Yeezy brand takes off the way it does. There's a reason why Gap stock has risen.
Yeah, right? He's a multiplier for sure.
Because there, right? Even on the album, he like references himself to being worth $9 billion. Mm-hmm. He has that. But I think the piece that he wants is that attention for having that musical impact and being in the quote unquote Drake era. But it is what it is, man. They both get the job done. I think Puff went on live today and he was just like, yo, we all won.
One thing for a business lesson for entrepreneurs, I spoke about this with John Henry when we did the podcast with him, the four-part series podcast that we did with him, is that one thing that Kanye and Drake do that Apple and Nike do, if you really think about it, you've seen a bunch of Nike ads, you've seen a bunch of Apple ads, you've never seen them sell anything. If you really think about it, any Nike ad, it's just like culture. It's like Tiger Woods, his father, Michael Jordan. It's just an iconic yeah. moment.
Yeah.
Same thing with Apple. It's just iconic moments.
Yeah, the product becomes a lot.
So even like when you see Drake with these billboards in different cities, Kanye doing, you know, what Kanye does, setting himself on fire, cutting the lights out, moving into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's not like my album is $10.99. 50% off buy this album. Like, you know, you never see them sell anything. Mm-hmm. It's just bigger than life moments. And then the product is going to sell itself.
Right. Right.
Yeah, the product has to deliver. Like Kanye probably had one of the best rollouts I've seen ever in history.
But that's what I'm saying. I think we both win though, right? Like we all win, right? Because we got to see Ye's rollout and Drake's rollout and they were both great. You see what I'm saying? Like we can learn from that, right? Like we should celebrate both. I think that's the genius in it. Like they're not realizing it because I feel like, there's a competitive edge there and one person wants to take the other person. I think Charlamagne said he feels like they're envious of each other. I kind of agree with him in that sense.
It's bad blood there.
Yeah, but we get to see the brilliance in the market and it's like, oh, wow, what can we take from this? You know what I mean?
Shout out.
And you're right. That's right. Like they don't sell, the product becomes the byproduct.
You never see them selling.
Right?
You don't see them selling anything.
The music, it didn't even matter how the album sounded. They already had it in our brains. Like this is the biggest moment of this week and maybe of the year.
It's already sold.
Right.
Shout out to both of them, man. Closing remarks.
Amazing.
They're both in my top five of all time.
No, Drake said he's top three.
Both in your top five of all time?
Yeah. They're both in my top five. You can't deny either one of them. They're both in my top five. I think
you got Big J. Who?
I got Nas, Jay-Z, Kanye West, Drake. The fifth one is always tough for me. You can go with
You gotta put Tupac in. I'm leaving.
It's East Coast bias. I gotta go with B.I.G. But I'm not mad at Lil Wayne in there. I'm not mad at, you know what I'm saying, Tupac. I'm not a huge Eminem fan, but I can see an argument being made for Eminem. Yeah. Old school, if you want to go back to Rakim. That fifth spot is always
tough.
It's a toss-up. Yeah.
Maybe that's why Mount Rushmore was for.
Yeah. Shout out to both of those gentlemen, man.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop. Mic drop.
We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.